Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want you to listen to the movie trailer from The Son of God. This movie's produced by the producers, the same producers, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, who actually produced the Bible series. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge, huge success. I believe it was on the History Channel.
Right.
And it was watched by so many people. And my understanding is that they actually, while they were recording the Bible series, they actually recorded this movie, got the footage at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And now this is going to be released. A major, you know, a movie company is behind it. And I really want you to listen to this trailer because so many people have so many wonderful things to say about this. I want you to listen up.
Do you need help?
There's nothing to help with.
What are you doing?
Going fishing.
I'm telling you, there's no fish out there.
How did this happen?
Come with me.
What are we gonna do?
Change the world. Your sins are forgiven, my son.
I thought only God could do that.
Which is easier, to say his sins are forgiven, or say he
get up and walk?
I've had reports of a young prophet of Nazareth. It's rumored he works miracles.
They all do.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Pray to him. He will listen.
5,000 came to see him. 5,000.
If you hunger for righteousness, you will be filled through me.
Who knows what Pilate will do if the crowds run out of control?
That man, Judas, he wants to help us.
I will crush any rebellion.
Save us from the Romans, Lord.
There is something unusual about him.
We must arrest this false prophet.
But what if he is who they say he is?
Won't somebody tell me?
Peter, come.
Answer if you can.
One of you here will betray me to my enemies.
I want someone to tell me, what is the soul of a man?
Jesus of Nazareth, you are charged with blasphemy.
He has employed demons to heal. He threatened to destroy the temple.
Tell us,
are you the Son of God? I am.
Blasphemer!
Son of God in theaters February the 28th. Was that not amazing?
Wow.
No, I mean, I've seen The Passion. I know you have too, Pat. We've discussed this. But it's amazing when you see just another movie about Jesus. And it's just remarkable how they were able just to capture some of these moments that the Bible, you know, talks about and shares about. But I encourage you, you know, go out and support these movies, especially a movie about Jesus. And it seems like it's done so nicely and so professionally, but it's just wonderful. I love when Peter looks at him and says, "Well, what are we going to do?" And he says, "We're going to change the world."
Oh, is that all?
Is that all?
And, anything else?
Hey, he was amazed just because he got some little fish in the net. I mean, Jesus changed the world. He wants to change your world, and it's so interesting that the timing of all of this. It just so happens that of all things, Jesus Christ, Pat, is the number one in the top 10 most significant figures in human history, according to the new ranking based on Wikipedia. We didn't need Wikipedia to let us know
that.
But it's very interesting. I mean, he's just amazing, and I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. You know, also, Noah, there's a movie about Noah coming out March the 28th. And so it's really interesting to see all of you know, these stories from the Bible and the accounts in the Bible really being put out on the big screen, if you will. And the trailer for Noah is absolutely amazing. In fact, we saw it during the Super Bowl.
Right.
And just amazing
graphics.
Oh, no,
it's going to be awesome.
looking forward to it. The Son of God, February the 28th. Totally amazing.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.